This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club. The show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the-
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday.
And happy holidays.
It's Cyber Monday. It's Cyber Monday, by the way.
Yeah, Cyber Monday. Back to the work week. A lot of us had a vacation. Took a couple of days off.
A couple. We had a whole week. Drop on a clues bomb for that whole week vacation, damn it.
Woo.
I've become a rookie when it comes to Thanksgiving. I realized that, though.
What you mean?
I got home back to Jersey yesterday, and I'm laying on the couch, and I scream to my wife. I go, hey, you ain't bring no sweet potato pie back? And she said no. And I said, man, we falling off. I ain't bring no banana pudding back.
You had to fly
I ain't bring
in
no
from
sweet
South
potato
Carolina
pie back.
Though.
That's fine. I have no problem with that, okay? Mm. That would be the one liquid I don't throw out. Would be that banana pudding.
That'd be the one.
Okay, that's the one you fight for.
All right.
That's the one you fight for.
They definitely would have checked it. I'm sure they checked that on the
pudding.
That's
what I was thinking. I was like, I don't think I can bring banana pudding back. Maybe if it was in a Tupperware.
Maybe he got to taste it because he got to make sure it's not a bomb, so they got to stick their finger
in it. And I ain't want to have to do all that.
I think you could bring food on the plane. You can't bring liquids.
I could have got a pie away. I could have got off with a pie.
Maybe not the banana pudding.
Not the banana pudding.
You could have got a pie.
Thinking about having my mom ship it up this week.
Yeah, shout out to everybody. I was in Curacao over the week, and I had no idea where Curacao was.
What the hell is that?
It's an island near Aruba.
Right?
That's
my grandfather used to live there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out to the people of Curacao. They had a huge concert there. It was Rick Ross, Meek Mill, Nicki Minaj popped up, Fat Joe, French Montana, August Alsina, and Jeremiah.
They let all y'all Negroes in the country?
Yeah. It was.
They ain't know no better?
You know, the one good thing is when so many different people are not from the country, everybody sticks together. Like, nobody plays there. Everybody's sticking together. Everybody's moving with each other. Everybody's riding with each other. It was a great event. And then we just got to experience the island. So shout out to the people of Curacao. Had a great time. Great, great time.
Now, is it a country?
An island of Curacao, I should say.
I'm sure it's got to be a country if it's an island, right? Right?
No.
Like, it's not governed by anybody? It's just a place? Just people there on land? Stop it. It has to be.
You know say. I don't know.
It has
know.
To be a part of some country or something.
Say.
You know the language there is Papito, right?
It's a country,
right?
It has to be.
Now, the language is Papito. So they was like, do you speak Papito? I thought they was joking.
Papiamento.
They was like, yeah, you speak Papiamento?
Papito.
I said, Papiamento.
What the hell is Papiamento?
That's their language. You know, yeah, the Papiamento. I was like, are they trying to say I'm a poppy? You know, are they joking with me? A beige poppy or something? Papiamento. I didn't get it, but they speak the language of Papiamento.
All this stuff is making me hungry. I don't know why. Not really. It's just
hungry.
I just feel hungry now.
All right.
Well, you know, today's the first commercial flight to Cuba.
Right, 7 a.m., right?
Yeah, so that's an interesting time.
American
today's
Airlines.
The first? I thought they've been doing that for a couple
commercial,
months now.
It's going to be commercially. They're going to be doing it every day at 7 a.m., American Airlines, and then 9 a.m. is with JetBlue.
And JetBlue, JetBlue definitely flies to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, we'll talk about Fidel Castro, since we were just talking about Cuba,
mm-hmm.
and what people have had to say about him passing.
Very mixed legacy.
Also, New Orleans, very unfortunate situation over the weekend. One person dead and nine people wounded on Bourbon Street.
Mm.
This all went down. And I don't know, how could we not talk about Donald Trump saying that there was some type of issues?
I mean, we don't have to talk about it.
Yes, we do.
With the popular vote.
We really don't.
We do.
We can act like he doesn't exist if we really want to.
I don't know,
he
if
is the president
of
other
than
do that.
Other than going down on Fifth Avenue in New York and trying to shop for the holidays.
You can't
okay?
do that.
That's the only time you'll probably be very pissed off at him.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Monday, we're back. Story Lanes with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in sports, the Giants beat the Browns. That was an easy one. Patriots beat the Jets. Falcons beat the Cardinals. Bills beat the Jaguars. Titans beat the Bears. Dolphins beat the 49ers. Saints beat the Rams. The Ravens beat the Bengals. Chargers beat the Texans. The Bucks beat the Seahawks. Raiders beat the Panthers. The Chiefs beat the Broncos in overtime. And in Monday Night Football, the Packers play the Eagles.
Let's not forget about the Thursday night game.
That was
my
last
Dallas
week.
Cowboys. But my Dallas Cowboys are now 10-1. Drop one of Clues Bumps for my Dallas Cowboys.
That was so old.
Oh, he's just a rookie. Oh, it's just the preseason.
He's so old.
Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is my Cowboys.
That was
last
week.
Okay. 10-1.
All right.
That's why every year I say we're going to the Super Bowl, because you never know. This year, I've just made me
All
right.
I don't know if you're going to get past my Giants, but all right. Now let's talk about Fidel Castro.
Well, he did pass away. He was 90 years old. And some people are celebrating and some people are mourning.
Very mixed legacy.
Here's what Colin Kaepernick had to say.
What I said was, I agree with the investment in education and trying to push the false narrative that I was a supporter of the oppressive things that he did. It's just not true. Well, I don't worry about people losing track of what the message is, because I've been true to the message. I'm against systematic oppression, and voting is a part of that system. And I've talked at length about why I believe that.
I mean, listen, I do agree with his investment in education as well. I'm not against Fidel Castro's system of oppression. And I see a lot of people getting upset at, you know, people like myself, or they got upset at Nas because we posted things about Fidel Castro. I don't think people are aware of a lot of things Fidel Castro did for black and brown people throughout the world.
Nas posted R.I.P. King Fidel Castro, revolutionary, only 5% understand. I'm not Cuban. I don't fully know how he affected my Cuban family, so I'm sending strength and power for your pains. But lots of us as black people and some others in the USA, we saw him as an ally in the struggle. Now, people responded to that. One person told Nas that he deserved to die for that comment.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
And one person said it wasn't all bad. One person said that he was a monster and that the world is a better place without him.
I mean, Cuba supported the Angolan War of Independence. Cuba prevented South African apartheid regime from taking over Angola. They provided assistance to the African National Congress in the fight against apartheid. They provided amnesty for Seda Shakur, Tupac's godmother.
One person said the man killed his own people for over 50 years, and some were willing to risk the lives of their entire families just to get away from him. A
I know
few
people,
pictures of prominent African-American activists does not erase that.
I know people were cheering, but he hasn't been in power in over 10 years, correct? His brother's been ruling.
It's been some years.
So what changes? What changes now that he dies?
We don't really know. I guess we'll see. It's interesting now because right now, like I was saying earlier, we did have our first commercial flight to Cuba today.
I heard this morning that Trump's going to stop that. He's going to try to stop some of
that. Well, he is saying that unless certain things happen and we become allies in the way that he wants us to, then yes, he does plan to stop
that. You know, since 2000, Cuba's offered free medical school to blacks and Latinos. Cuba sent troops to fight against the U.S. invasion of Grenada, you know I can't pronounce nothing. Like, he's done a lot for black and brown people throughout the country.
I was reading
throughout the world.
I think it was in New York Post yesterday about a woman who he was hired to assassinate him by the CIA, and then she ended up falling in love with him, getting pregnant, and then after she gave birth to the baby, she got beat up, kidnapped, they stole the baby, and she's only got to see the baby twice since then.
United States of America tried to assassinate Fidel Castro 600 times.
Yeah, they said over 600 times.
Right. And she fell in love with him.
And listen, when disaster strikes, Cuba provides humanitarian efforts all over the world. They helped with the medical crisis in Haiti. Do you know that they wanted to provide 1,500 medical doctors to New Orleans after Katrina, and the U.S. denied them? So when people see, you know, black Americans, you know, saluting Castro, or they see pictures of Malcolm X and Farrakhan and Mandela, those are the reasons why. He's done a lot for black and brown people throughout the world.
A lot of Cubans were very happy that he passed away, and was very upset with some of the comments. I'm not Cuban. I really don't know much, so I can't really.
Me neither.
I don't know.
I think it's very polarizing. There were some people, millions of people that were exiled and forced to leave their home in Cuba, and some people say that he drove the country into economic ruin.
Right.
So. All of that is true. He has a very mixed legacy. That's the thing, though. Like, you know, does his good outweigh his bad, or does his bad outweigh his good? Like, which one is it? Like, the Miami Herald had a good question, because I guess one time Fidel Castro said, "History will absolve me," or something like that. And they was like, "Well, has it? Did it?" I don't know.
All right. Well, that's front page news. We'll do the New Orleans story later. We got to go.
Okay.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad morning, a bad weekend, a bad Thanksgiving, a bad Black Friday, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Maybe didn't get them Yeezys. Maybe didn't get them Adidas Babes.
Them Yeezys just came out?
They just came out.
Maybe them you gained so much weight over the holiday weekend because you pigged out, and now you got to get back on your grind.
Kanye dropped them Air Crazies?
He dropped them Air Crazies.
Did they sell off the shelf?
Three pair went crazy.
Of course they did.
It was gone.
Y'all don't really. Yeah, I thought y'all hated Kanye early this week.
They did a little
bit. Didn't
they? They loved him after. All right, 800-585-1051. Maybe you didn't get them Snapchat glasses, all that. Call
Snapchat
us up now.
Glasses.
Yeah, they got Snapchat glasses.
What's going on out here in these streets?
Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
I just found out that my license was suspended. I'm still doing all this Black Friday shopping, man, and I just got to work harder now to get my license back, man. And it's crazy because I started a new job, started my career job, and I'm thinking I'm all set.
How to get suspended, man? What you do?
I'm being too nice, man. Letting my people borrow my car because, you know, I'm a nice guy like that.
Just drive carefully. That's what I always do when my license is suspended.
How about just Uber until you get your license reinstated?
Get your license
That's expensive. Fixed. Just drive carefully, man.
Well, then my
car's
gonna be taking me to work and stuff like that.
There
so
you
I'm
go.
Like, I'm good, you know.
Yeah, I used to always drive with my license suspended.
For you having a ride or die chick.
Say that.
I did. It's not suspended now.
Uh-oh. Hello, who's this?
I think.
This is Lee from Cleveland.
Hey, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because I feel like somebody has made Christmas so materialistic. Like people getting ran over and jacked up all because of gifts, so, and it's supposed to be for Christmas. I thought Christmas was supposed to be
Black Friday was crazy.
God bless your broke heart, baby. I understand. Like when you ain't us for real, this is when you know somebody having some economic problems.
I had money. When I had a nice childhood and we got gifts, but I don't remember it being so materialistic, so crazy. Like I wasn't wanting stuff
because
like
you wasn't spending your money. Now that you older and you realize you got to spend money on the gifts, now you want to realize the reason for the season, which is Christ. Christ is free when it's coming out your pocket. When you're receiving the gifts, you don't care.
Hello, who's this?
It's Nick from Sugarland.
Hey, tell him why you mad.
Sugarland, you sweet?
Yeah, no, hell.
Why you mad, bro? All
right, my girl got me watching a little porn in the restroom, then she made me sleep on the couch.
Why was you watching porn in the restroom, bro?
Because she wasn't there. She came home and I was watching porn, so who cares?
I agree. Right? It's not like you was on the phone FaceTiming with some woman,
right,
naked, playing with herself.
Yeah, I was waiting on her.
It was porn. Now,
yeah, so.
What kind of porn were you watching?
Interracial.
Was
it black men and white women, or
that's what it was?
White men and black women.
I'm black, she white. I was watching the same shit we doing. Right?
Oh.
Okay.
No, you wasn't.
You have a little fetish.
You got you a nice pink toe at home, and you looking at black girls. How dare you?
Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got to say good morning to our newest family members.
We got new people?
Yes, We 96.3 in Portland, Oregon.
Hey.
Are we on in Portland now?
That's right.
Shout out to Portland.
And 101 The Beat in Phoenix, Arizona. We were actually on in nights, but now we're in the morning. So good morning today.
Real time.
So yes, what's that? How many markets is that now?
I don't know.
You want me to count this list?
Like 50.
That's a lot. 70-something stations. 50-something markets.
There you go.
All right, God is good. Drop on the clues bomb for The Breakfast Club. It'll be 6 years this week, by the way.
Yes.
It'll be 6 years that we've been on the air.
Right.
We ain't doing nothing.
This week. Nah.
But we always out here working, though. We always out here working.
Radio station used to throw parties and stuff for us, but not anymore.
Mm-mm. I'm partied out.
We ain't them new hoes no more. Man. Now you try to impress your new hoe, treat her real good. Now they just used to it.
We've been married 6 years. We don't even,
get
even
email.
Care about
we'll
it.
We
gotta stop
email.
Giving them up here or something.
What?
You know, you got to pull back
stop,
something.
Stop. I don't know what you've been doing. I haven't done that.
What have you been doing?
You got to pull back
okay,
something.
Good
confession
to know.
Over here.
They might be starting to take us for granted. We got to pull back something.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Yeah, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll talk about everything that's happened while we were on vacation. People got engaged. People celebrated anniversaries. I want to discuss a little rumor report that has to do with what Envy did over the weekend.
Is Kanye still crazy, though?
We don't know. We haven't seen him. We haven't heard
him. I don't know if we call him crazy. He's had a mental breakdown, it seems like.
They said they diagnosed him with depression and paranoia.
Yeah, I don't know that that's crazy.
So basically, he's scared and he needs a hug.
That's all you got out of it?
Nah, I think he's been through a lot.
Yeah, right.
I sympathize with anybody that has some type of mental issues.
Yeah, he
on.
Got a mental issue when it's convenient to, you know, he got to pay back Live Nation or whoever for canceling them shows.
But now he got that insurance, as long as the doctor says he's sick, he's good money. But we'll talk about all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
So listen up.
Well, congratulations to Gucci and Keisha Kiyori. He proposed to her at the Atlanta Hawks game.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody saw that 25-carat ring that she posted.
Nice.
Yeah, and there was some people hating on Gucci and Keisha for no damn reason. How do you hate on a man giving a woman a 25-carat ring?
She posted it. Oh, my God, baby, thank you. I love you. Yes, 25 carats. And he said, she deserve it, my bride-to-be. Hashtag Wobsters. Love you, my baby.
The funniest thing when you see tweets from people like, that's too much. I wouldn't want all that. Boom, you ain't got one. Nobody gave you one yet.
Congratulations to them. I'm happy for them.
But yes, they've been together for a while. She was holding him down while he was in jail.
She flipped his money, too. I think he had like $2-3 million. She flipped it to like $9-10 million.
She did her thing.
Yeah, she did her thing while he was there.
That's great. So now they are engaged. So congratulations to the two of them.
Word.
In the meantime, Gucci has some new music coming, and he's actually going to be partnering up with Apple Music to put out a new album exclusively through Apple next month.
By the way, when does Gucci Mane not have new music coming?
The return of East Atlanta series.
Oh, like, that's not even
December 16th.
That's not even news anymore.
And speaking of December 16th, that's also the date of this Barry movie that's coming to Netflix. I know you guys have seen about Barry, right? That's about Barack Obama when he was younger. Here's part of the trailer.
You know I'm the only black person in 4 of my 5 classes. But you're half white, too. You can fit in anywhere.
I fit in nowhere.
You got some ID?
I'm a student here.
ID? Well, I don't see you IDing them. So what's so special about me?
So how does change happen?
I believe in people creating change.
Mom's from Kansas and my dad's from Kenya.
You know what that makes you?
Oh, sir, I don't.
It makes you American.
I'm not gonna lie, that trailer sounds like complete trash. Like, I'm not interested.
No, it sounds good.
I want to see it. It's set in the
80s.
It sounded like trash. When President Obama first got to New York City.
He
seemed like he was lost. He was confused. He didn't really know he was black, I guess.
I just think it's too early for movies on President Barack Obama. Give him, he's still in the White House.
Yeah,
he's
but almost out. It's probably based on the book that he had from
Audacity of Hope?
Back in the 80s. Yeah, from when he first was like in college and then came to New York City. It's a part of his early life to get him to before. It's before the White House.
Just give him a minute. Let it breathe. Like, Jesus Christ. He's still in the White House.
Well, you should be happy it's not on Lifetime, okay?
It sounds like it's on Lifetime. That was the problem.
They acquired it at the Toronto Film Festival, Netflix. Mm. So it got really good reviews from people that have seen it already so far. So
by the way,
I'm going to check it out.
I want to see it.
By the way, who the hell is Barry?
Barack Obama.
We don't call him
in his younger
Barry.
Years.
Nobody knows him as Barry.
Well, they're about to. That's what the movie's about. It's about Barry.
Okay. Barry don't sound like the first black president.
And congratulations also to Tamar Braxton and Vincent Herbert. They celebrated their 8 years together. She posted, happy 8th anniversary to my best and sometimes only friend, my husband, my manager, agent, and best baby daddy on the planet. We may not have the perfect marriage, but what we see in each other is perfection. I love you forever. Cheers to 800 more years.
All right. Congrats to them.
Now let's get an exclusive in the Rumor Report. DJ Envy.
Yes.
You were in Curacao over the weekend.
Yes. Amazing place. Shout out to everybody in Curacao that listens.
It was a summer fall concert.
I don't know how to listen. Mm-hmm.
With Rick Ross, Meek Mill, French Montana, Fat Joe, Yo Gotti, were they all there?
Yep, they were all there. Jeremiah, August Alsina, Big Tigger.
Nicki Minaj popped up. Now, it was supposed to be Lil Wayne.
Right.
According to reports, they're saying that he was a no-show. Now, according to the promoters, he had a seizure Friday night in Miami. That's what they were told, and that's why he didn't make it. But now, Lil Wayne's crew is denying that this happened. They're saying that there was a breach of contract. Now, you were there. What happened?
That's what they told me. They told me allegedly that he had a seizure and he couldn't make it. They said that they gave him, allegedly like $300,000.
Okay.
And a private jet. And he just never made it. But everybody was there. Everybody got paid in full.
He probably would have had a good time, too.
He definitely would have had a good time. It was all family there. Everybody was just together. It was like when you go out the country, everybody just is a tight-knit, close bunch of group. Like, everybody was drinking with each other. But he didn't make it. I mean, put like this. When Ross got on, I got out of Dodge because I was like, they didn't tell the crowd yet that Wayne wasn't coming out. And I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. So I got out of Dodge. And I told French, I was like, French, we should leave now.
If he had a seizure, wouldn't that have made the news?
Yes.
Don't all his seizures make the news?
No. Yes. I'm sure there's a lot of things that go on in his personal life that we don't know about.
I mean, most
if
of
he was rushed to the hospital.
Yeah, we hear about all the seizures in the other
We hear about it if he's on a plane. Or if he's rushed to the hospital. Somewhere and he goes to the hospital.
Maybe, but, wasn't, yeah, maybe
you know,
he wasn't rushed to the hospital.
It's possible that he had one in the privacy of his home and couldn't make it.
I don't believe that.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and
can
that's
you have
your...
seizures in the privacy of your home? Don't you
of
always
course
get
you can.
Don't you always get rushed to the hospital after a seizure?
No, not always.
Not necessarily.
Sometimes you have the shot that you could take that, you know, you don't have to go to the hospital. It depends on how bad it is.
Or if you have them so frequently, you know how to control it.
Right.
All right.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee. That's your rumor report.
All right, Ms. Yee. Front page news up next. What are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about, let's talk about Donald Trump and this popular vote and what he has to say about that. Also, New Orleans, one person killed and 9 people wounded. It was the Bayou Classic over the weekend, and I'll tell you what they do know about the shooters.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's Monday, back to the work week. Get your ass up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, hey, Black Beatles.
By the way, guys, the mannequin challenge has jumped the shark.
Yeah, please.
Yes, I mean, all last week, everywhere I went,
everybody
people wanted to do the mannequin
challenge.
I was
like, I'm not participating.
I seen you do one. You posted one, didn't you?
No, I got stuck in one. When you get stuck in one, you have no choice.
So
it's just
froze?
Like you don't want to be the party pooper. No. You know
what I'm
saying?
Let's do it right now. I'm going
to
post it.
I was in L.A. At a Remy Martin event, and salute to my man, Laz Alonzo. Laz Alonzo.
That's my guy.
He's like, let's do the mannequin challenge. I'm like, oh, my God.
Are you guys ready? Go.
No, I'm not doing it.
And then I see something you was doing when somebody was just dancing crazy. Where was that?
You guys got to stay still.
Oh, yeah, I was having a house party. Salute to my cousin, Kente Palmer. He was having a house party in South Carolina.
Now, let me describe this. If you ever seen a drunk Negro that just keep dancing and everybody's looking, he was dancing for like for hours, wasn't he?
That was a rare video of a Negro entering another dimension. And then, you know, you watched him upon re-entry into our dimension. Because once he realized what he was doing, and then the very next day he was like, I don't even remember being here. That is a fact.
Well, that sounds like a good time. I had a little Friendsgiving over the weekend, too, which is nice. I never did that before, but the guys that own Mango Seed came over my house and actually cooked for everybody.
Really? How many people?
It wasn't a lot, maybe like 15.
I was we was in the gym, and I was in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, and one of the older white women in there was like, let's do the mannequin challenge.
In the gym?
Yeah, and then she said, freeze! And I was like, that's the only way you think you can get black people to stop and be still?
And you stopped, didn't you?
I did, but I was just being nice.
Okay, well, it worked.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. All right, the Giants beat the Browns. That's right, we catching up to you, Cowboys. Your Cowboys got to lose. Who y'all play next week?
Play the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, y'all losing that game.
On Thursday.
Y'all losing that
we
game.
We might. Listen, I don't mind us dropping a game before the playoffs. As long as we don't lose no divisional games, I'm cool. I don't mind us losing the game before the playoffs.
We'll play you in a couple of weeks, right? Like 2-3 weeks we play you guys? We'll beat you again.
I think so. I remember.
All right, now the Patriots beat the Jets. The Falcons beat the Cardinals. The Bills beat the Jaguars. The Titans beat the Bears. The Dolphins beat the 49ers. The Saints beat the Rams. The Ravens beat the Bengals. The Chargers, they beat the Texans. The Bucks beat the Seahawks. The Raiders beat the Panthers. The Chiefs beat the Broncos in overtime. And in Monday Night Football, the Packers play the Eagles.
And in last Thursday Night Football,
it was last week. Nobody cares.
Thursday afternoon, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Washington Redskins. Best record in the NFL, 10-1. Dropping the clues bombs for my Dallas Cowboys, okay?
So last week. Who's talking about that
All
stuff?
Right.
Now let's talk about Trump.
Oh, man, I forgot I was looking at Cyber Monday deals right now. It is Cyber Monday today, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But Donald Trump is talking about how Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. He doesn't believe it. And he tweeted out, in addition to winning the Electoral College in a landslide, I won the popular vote if you deduct the millions of people who voted illegally. I don't understand what he's talking about.
I'm scared of him as president. Like, really. Fidel Castro died.
Oh,
he was like,
scared.
Fidel Castro dead. Like,
now you're scared.
Then he went on to say, it would have been much easier for me to win the so-called popular vote than the Electoral College, and that I would only campaign in 3 or 4 states instead of the 15 states that I visited. I would have won even more easily and convincingly, but smaller states are forgotten.
Now, what's up with this recount thing that they're talking about doing?
That all started with Jill Stein. Mm-hmm. I guess she felt like she wanted to get a recount because there was some type of issue.
But they said Hillary's on board.
Hillary
for
is supporting it. She didn't initiate it.
So what does that mean, though?
So that means that maybe she's going to be our president. I don't know.
Don't you think that it's a damn shame that the United States of America is still counting votes almost a month later?
They're trying to get...
I feel like there's an issue like this every election.
Like, no. Twitter followers go up instantly. Instagram followers go up instantly. We still counting votes a month after the election.
Anything we can do
can
to get him out of here.
Can we have a better system?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jill Stein filed in Wisconsin. They're going to do a statewide hand recount near the end of the week. So
now let's talk about what happened in New Orleans. This was sad.
No, this was awful. On Bourbon Street, there was some chaos. This happened early Sunday morning. There was a shooting that happened. One person was killed and 9 other people were injured. If you see the video footage, people were running. You know how crowded Bourbon Street is.
Right.
And everybody was there for the Bayou Classic. That's the Grambling State University and Southern University football game that happens every year. There were gunshots and police did respond quickly just before 1:30 a.m. They said this was not the place or time to bring firearms. We've made that clear. We are going to pursue this to the fullest extent of the law. They do say that none of the victims were an intended target. Apparently, they're saying that there was some type of incident that happened, and they don't know exactly what made these shootings go down. They're still looking for 2 suspects right now. They did arrest 2 men, a shooting victim and a bystander, on firearm possession charges. They're interviewing victims and witnesses now and reviewing surveillance video footage from the area. So it's a shame that had to go down.
Yeah, New Orleans, I have a great time every time I'm in New Orleans. The only thing is when you go down to Bourbon Street and some of them streets, sometimes there's so many people there, I never see any police. It's always jam-packed, and I'm like, anything can break out at any time.
Maybe the police are undercover.
That's true.
But you shouldn't be undercover in situations like that. You need to be visible.
So I want
to
see you.
People need to know you right there.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Well, I feel, I don't know. It's a horrible situation. They do feel like it was people that came in from out of town, though, that were there for the Bayou Classic weekend, perhaps.
Well, that's usually what it is.
Mm-hmm.
People from out of town. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, if you haven't heard, Kanye, he flipped out a little last week.
A little, yeah.
A little?
Mm-hmm. He actually canceled the whole rest of his tour.
By the way, I said initially that he was only playing crazy so he could avoid getting any lawsuits from canceling those shows. I still stand by that.
Well, let's open up the phone lines.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, that's what we're going to open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Do we have audio of him flipping out and all that? We'll play that when we come back. And we're asking, is it a cry for help? Or is it just a way so he doesn't get sued?
Listen, no.
Or is it something that maybe is some type of repressed issues that he has that's coming out now? I mean, he's been through a lot.
It's just interesting how when Kanye says something we agree with, he's genius. When he says something we don't agree with, he's crazy. Kanye been doing this his whole career. His rants, his verbal screams of consciousness are legendary. But as soon as he supports Donald Trump, speaks out against J&B, oh, that nigga crazy. He been this way his whole career.
Yeah, all that. You know, I know you got killers, but don't send him my way. Callum, I know you got killers, but don't send him my way. It just sounds crazy.
He refers to as his big brother and somebody that, you know, he supposedly loves, like Beyonce.
Jay, call me, man.
It just shows how much we love Jay-Z and Beyonce and hate Donald Trump.
I thought he loved him.
Because you support Trump and you say something bad against J&B, oh, no, you crazy now. Now you done went too far.
Yeah, but those are his people.
Now you've went too far.
Like,
Kanye,
we didn't think anything when he said something about Kid Cudi because they had whatever back and forth. But Jay-Z is big brother. Beyonce, he went to bat for her against Taylor Swift.
That's something kind of weird.
It's not weird. Okay.
He could be having a mental breakdown.
We just don't stand for people speaking out against Jay and Beyonce. That's just what it boils down to.
Well, 800-585-1051. He flipped out last week. Is it a cry for help or he just doesn't want to get sued?
And did y'all buy them Air Crazies that came out last week? How many pairs came out?
3.
How many you got?
3.
Oh, you got all 3 of them Air Crazies. Drop one of Clues Bombs.
But I like them. They're comfortable.
Crazy ain't stop y'all from buying Kanye shoes.
So, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we're talking Kanye West. He went a little crazy last week.
Kanye been going crazy his whole career. What are y'all talking about?
Yeah, but I can
never went at his own people.
So right? What? This is Kanye being Kanye.
That's crazy when you start going at your own people. You crazy people go
well,
crazy at regular people.
They did diagnose him with depression and paranoia.
Paranoia and depression.
Put him in a mental institution. Depression's a real thing. His mother, I think ever since his mother passed away, everybody around him has said that he has been acting differently.
But this has been a long... His mother passed away, 7 years ago?
Listen, I
know. But we don't know how that's affected us. Both my parents are here.
You can't tell somebody how to grieve. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, if he was venting about his mother passing away, everybody would understand, but he's not venting about that. He's been venting about fashion, and now he's venting about Jay-Z. Now he's pro-Trump, and then they diagnose him with paranoia and depression. Basically, he needs extra security and a hug.
But and then also to top that off with the whole situation with Kim getting robbed at gunpoint, I'm sure that's taking a toll on him mentally as well while he's on the road.
Well, let's hear it.
She's concerned for her health and safety. I'm sure all of that is difficult all at the same time.
People get robbed every day, B. Should be traumatized.
Let's hear some of the things he said last week.
Beyonce, I was hurt because I heard that you said you wouldn't perform unless you won Video of the Year. over me and over how I play. In my opinion, now don't go trying to diss Beyonce. She is great. Taylor Swift is great. We are all great people. But sometimes we be playing the politics too much and forgetting who we are. Jay-Z, call me, bro. You still ain't called me.
You know, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of like,
no,
he needs a hug.
Stop it. Listen.
He needs a hug.
Yeah, like, paranoid like, and depression.
Like, come on. Yeah, like, you, like, where are the people in this corner? Like,
man,
we need a hug.
I mean, when Kanye came in 3 years ago, I told him he ain't had no real people around him, okay? But it's just interesting
what?
To me. I did. I told him he didn't have no real people around him because he was wilding in. But y'all didn't care because y'all either didn't care about what he was talking about or y'all agreed with what he was talking about. Soon as he says something that y'all disagree with, meaning he's pro-Trump, meaning that he has something negative to say about J&B, all of a sudden he's crazy. Like, no.
I kind of agree. I don't think he has the right friends in his corner, but it shouldn't necessarily be the friends. Because you know who's going to pull my coattail? My wife's going to sit me the F down. My wife's going to pull me by the ear and be like, Nick, you bugging.
Well, Kim's been at the hospital by his side. She spent Thanksgiving there with him before she left and went to go see her family.
And you should not be paranoid with Kim sitting by your side because Kim got Secret Service security, okay?
Now, I mean, you seen
Kim's new security detail?
I did.
There's no need to be paranoid if she's there.
Well, he's scared. He's nervous.
What are you scared of, Kanye?
What is he scared of? His wife. They almost killed his wife. They almost kidnapped and killed his wife.
All he wanted was a diamond.
You don't know that.
They got the diamond. They left it there.
We don't know that.
They kept it moving.
We don't know that.
Your success took a shot at you. That's the way the world works sometimes, baby. It happens.
Well, I don't know who Kanye has in his corner. I don't know who any of his friends are or anything, so I can't judge what's going on. But I guess, you know, I mean, listen, I think a lot of people look at people like, oh, they're famous. They're rich. What do they have to worry about? But we don't know what people go through in real life. You see, Kid Cudi was hospitalized and had all kinds of addiction and depression issues. Kalani tried to commit suicide. We might be like, okay, she's...
I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about Kanye West.
I'm just saying, in general, we don't know what people go through.
Kanye been Kanye-ing, but now that he say something that y'all don't agree with, he's crazy.
Kanye has always said things that I don't agree with.
Kanye might think he went too far because there is nothing that can alienate your black core fan base like being pro-Trump and dissing Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I don't know if his core fan base is black right now because this is when you
the core.
Oh, the core. Okay.
The core.
You went to his tour and it was a lot of others.
Yeah, but his core. The guy that started with him from the beginning.
Right.
When he had the chipmunk cheeks.
Yeah, that was black.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
It's Charles from Jersey.
Charles, what's up, bro? We're talking Kanye now. Is it a cry for help of what he did last week, or he just doesn't want to get sued?
I don't know, man. Him going against Jay. He's saying that's his big brother, but big brother and little brothers fight all the time, you know what I mean?
That is true.
That's true. Okay, thank you. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? It's Grizzy.
What's up, man? We're talking Kanye, man.
Doesn't he have an album coming out soon?
No.
Nah.
Not that I know of. I just know he was on this tour. That was doing extremely well.
Man, I mean, I don't know. I think it might all... I don't want to say it's all just marketing. I think it's hard to speculate from the outside, you know. If you're not around that man, you know, to actually know him personally, it's hard to really say.
We don't know what goes on.
I think it's a little bit of both, though. I think he flipped out. And then when he flipped out, he realized that he was going to be sued for a lot of money and then went that way of, I got to go to the house.
Yeah, once you cancel all them shows, you got to be held liable. My whole thing is, what did Kanye do last week that he hasn't been doing for the past 10 years? It was just a rant. We just don't agree with who he was siding with and going against this
Well,
time.
I don't know if it was just the rant that made them say that he had to be hospitalized. There's probably other things going on besides just what happened on stage.
Yeah, him canceling them 21 shows.
In his real life.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Dominique from New York.
Hey, Dominique, we're talking Kanye West this morning. Now, you've seen everything that he's been doing in the last couple of weeks. Is it a cry for help or he just doesn't want to get sued?
See, I don't know. I feel like he doesn't want to get sued because Kanye doesn't really like to lose money, but he did lose money a couple years ago with his fashion stuff, right? But I kind of feel like it's a cry for help because I don't think he fully dealt with the loss of his mom and all of that, everything that happened to him. So
and wasn't it just the anniversary of when his mother passed away recently?
Right. I think that just passed as well. So I feel like with all of that happening and then the whole Jay-Z didn't call them when the whole thing happened with Kim. I mean, he could have easily just been like, bro, I need help. I need you. I'm down right now. I need my friends instead of acting out. But if he feel like ain't nobody listening to him, then what else is he supposed to do?
Now, are we sure that this is all about his mom or are we just assuming? Because I have never heard him mention his mom. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Kanye flipped out last week. Is it a cry for help or is he doing it just not to get sued? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. 800-585-1051. We're talking Kanye. He flipped out last week. Is it a cry for help or is it just the way he just doesn't want to get sued? All right, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I think you're truly something special.
With Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Kanye West. He flipped out last week. Let's play some audio, some of the stuff that he was talking last week.
Beyonce, I was hurt because I heard that you said you wouldn't perform unless you won Video of the Year over me and over Hotline Bling. In my opinion, now don't go trying to diss Beyonce. She is great. Taylor Swift is great. We are all great people. But sometimes we be playing the politics too much and forgetting who we are. Jay-Z, call me, bro. You still ain't called me.
Now, people are pissed off that he said he would vote for Trump. They're pissed off that he's going at Jay and B. What are your thoughts? Is it a cry for help or just a way not to get sued?
Yeah, it's just amazing how when Kanye says something that we don't agree with, even though he's been ranting his whole career, he's been having these verbal screams of consciousness for the past few years, all of a sudden when he's pro-Trump and going against J&B, oh, he's crazy.
Well, I think we're not the one saying that he's crazy. He's the one that got hospitalized. It wasn't that. I didn't think he was crazy until he put himself in the hospital and he got diagnosed with what he got diagnosed with. Personally, Kanye's rants, he always does that. It must be something else other than just that. I'm not like Kanye's crazy just based off of his rant. He went to the hospital, got hospitalized, got diagnosed with paranoia and depression. I'm still not saying he's crazy, but clearly he feels he has some
issues.
Nobody
thought he was crazy when he said he was a new slave, when he denounced corporations, but then in the very next breath was begging those corporations to go in business with him. That wasn't crazy to
nobody. I just don't agree with him. That's all. That's not me thinking he's crazy.
So
but
why do you
I
think
just,
he's crazy now? Just because he went to the hospital?
No, I'm not saying he's crazy. He just got diagnosed. He checked himself in.
He got diagnosed.
He didn't check himself in.
They said he was at, you know, working out and that they called it. But it just
said it was involuntary. But can't he leave if he wants?
Yes, he can leave if he wants, but financially, it's not smart to leave if he wants.
He got diagnosed with paranoia and depression.
He wanted to be home for Thanksgiving and everything, right? I would think.
If you're paranoid and depressed, Kanye, all he needs is a dog and a few positive tweets about his sneakers.
Let's be completely honest. Like, let's talk finances, right? Now, if he doesn't get admitted and the doctor doesn't say he's, what is it, paranoid and
depressed. But he needs security and a hug.
He can lose millions of dollars.
But didn't they have the 911 call?
Nobody in their right mind wants to lose millions of dollars. So if I have to sit in that hospital for Thanksgiving with my family there, and don't think it's Brookdale Hospital. Don't think it's some washed up hospital. He's in a luxury suite.
Wasn't there a 911 call?
I am going to sit there so I will not get sued and lose millions of dollars.
Listen, you don't think his management is smart enough to be like, bruh.
Yes.
Bruh, you about to lose $20 to $30 million, bruh.
Charlamagne, if it was you, I'd tell you, you got to sit in the hospital.
Well, then why wouldn't he just finish the tour? Then what's the problem? You think he just doesn't want to do it?
Could be. You never know. I don't know.
All I know is as soon as I say something that y'all really don't agree with and y'all try to come down on Charlamagne, I'm going crazy.
Angela Yee, if it was you, I'd tell you got to sit in the hospital.
Yeah, but my whole thing is I'm not the one. I don't think we're the ones that go, Kanye's crazy. He needs to go to the hospital. That was somebody else.
Well, thank God.
And now he's saying that he's basically, he's saying that he's crazy. It's not us.
Well, thank you to everybody out there who constantly is saying, Charlamagne, you need help. Charlamagne, I think something wrong with you. Because as soon as I say something that y'all don't agree with and y'all come down on me, I'm going to play crazy.
You better.
Okay.
If you know what I know, that's what you're
gonna
do.
I'm gonna start licking my elbow.
And then we're gonna play this audio back and be like, Charlamagne's faking it.
Look at your elbow.
He said he was gonna do this.
And then licking his elbow on remote TV.
I don't know, you can lick your elbow. Can you lick your elbow? You can't.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't lick your elbow. Hello, who's this?
This is Miles.
Miles, we're talking Kanye West. Now, he flipped out last week.
Man, you know Kanye is not crazy. He is not crazy.
I know that.
He's smart.
Man, he at a concert, he's talking about, they going to say I'm crazy. They going to try to kill me. And 2 days later, he in a psych ward. It just don't make sense.
And somebody trying to kill him?
I don't know about trying to kill him, but it don't make sense. First they said TMZ was saying he got restrained. He was taken away against his will. Then 2 days later, they saying, oh, he went by himself. He went admittedly. So it's not adding up. You know Kanye ain't crazy, and you know he wouldn't put himself in a psych ward.
Okay, so you don't think he's crazy?
I don't think he's crazy,
no matter what he says. All right.
All right, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is Kanye's going Kanye, and he's suffering from paranoia and depression, so he just needs extra security and a hug. He needs a dog and a few positive tweets about his sneakers. If you bought some of those Air Crazies this past week, just post them up online and at Kanye West and say, Kanye, thank you for your contribution to my feet. That should make him feel better.
Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
And that is not my moral to the story. My moral to the story is I don't question anybody's sanity if they feel like they have issues that they have to deal with. You know, mental health and mental illness is a real thing.
It is a real thing, but admit it.
And playing crazy when there's really crazy people out there is a real thing,
well,
too.
Well, we don't know what's going on, but admit it. It's in his best interest to be in a hospital right now, financially.
All right, well, since we talked about all this, I'll give you some of the reports of what's going on the side of, on behalf of the hospital and everything that happened with this breakdown. Also, we'll talk about revenge. Drake is looking for revenge. We'll tell you about some text messages that were supposed to be private that went public.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, I know we were off all last week, so we're playing catch up a little bit, but we're going to talk about Kanye. Now, what they're saying is his personal physician is the one who called 911, and I guess according to law enforcement sources, Kanye checked in under the name Jim Jones.
Now, see, that's just terrible. Why would he do that to Jim Jones?
Now, let's be clear, though. Jim Jones is not the original Jim Jones.
Yeah, that's even worse. The original Jim Jones is the cult leader who mad people kill himself.
I don't know who he was channeling, but Jim Jones put on Instagram, now this LOL, I'm just mad they got my weight and height wrong. I'm 205 pounds, 5'11 in height, and I've been crazy. Everybody know that. Hey, Kanye, the boost drop tomorrow. Send me something or you're going to need security, not a doctor. LOL, jokes.
Now, I found that funny that Jim Jones was coming at Kanye for taking his name when Jim Jones took that name from somebody.
A cult leader.
Yes.
Now, Jim Jones also said, F it, my new alias is Kanye West. That's how I'm stepping out from now on. All reservations, flights, hotels, restaurants, the weed man, Uber car services, we lit, LOL, can't wait.
And what's the point of Kanye having an alias if everybody know what hospital you checked into already?
I have no idea.
We know what hospital he checked into. We know when he went. We know what he's there for. Why you need an alias?
All right, so more updates. Kim Kardashian, they are saying, has been in the middle of a nightmare because she's been paying for their home that they have together, which they still haven't moved into to get redone. According to reports, Kanye keeps on changing his mind. That's what's taking so long, and having them build things and then rip it back down and then rebuild. So that's been difficult. But
you crazy, but you got time to be doing interior decorating. Okay.
But they're saying that she has been really in the middle of an emotional nightmare since she was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. But right now she's getting herself back together to take care of her husband. In the meantime, Big Sean, during his performance, actually had this to say about Kanye.
I don't care what people say about him, what the world's saying, what anybody's saying. He's one of the realest people. They told me to keep it clean on this show. He's one of the realest people in this world. I love him with all my heart. And we're going to send positive vibes and love to my brother Kanye West that all is well. And happy holidays to him and his family. And if you got love for Kanye West and good music, I need to hear you scream loud.
Now, DMX also had a message. Check it out.
I want to give a special shout out to Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Let him know that my prayers are with him. My family's prayers are with him. You know, remind him that when God is for you, who can be against you? No one. Nothing. Stand strong, brother. Stand strong, brother. Stand strong. God is in your corner.
And Chicago's own Lupe Fiasco, also on stage, had this to say to Kanye West.
We want to send prayers out to my big bro, Kanye. He say a lot of goofy shit sometimes, but he from Chicago, so it don't even matter. And I wish he would say so. No, but for real, though, man, like, understand that. Go through history. Look at the people that have been in this business that gave their soul to this business, gave their heart and soul to this business, things that they lost and things that they go to.
I love the sentiment that all three of those brothers are expressing. We do send positive vibes to Kanye, but I like Sean's the best because Sean just kept it about how he felt, and he sent blessings to him and his family. I don't like when they bring God into it because we don't know how God feels about Kanye. Yeah, how you know God and Kanye? Kanye's corner.
No, Lady Gaga.
We don't know this.
Stop it.
We don't.
Lady Gaga also tweeted out, "It's not funny to joke about anyone's possible or not possible mental illness. This is a sensitive time for many. Let's be kind and loving. While I don't agree with everything he does, I hope the public shows compassion for Kanye West and each other. One love, one race." Now, according to TMZ, what they're saying is that Kanye's condition is worse than what has been reported. Originally, when he was in the hospital, it was for dehydration, exhaustion, and usually they keep you there for 72 hours, but they have opted to keep him there longer. What they are saying is that he really is suffering. He believes people are out to get him, even the doctors that are there. He wouldn't let the doctors touch him for quite some time, and they're saying that Kanye has been dealing with these issues for a long time right now, and so he may leave the hospital today and be placed under the care of his personal doctor. We're not sure what's going to happen yet.
Kanye been Kanye for a long time, but as soon as he says something we don't agree with, all of a sudden he's crazy.
We don't know that. He's always been crazy, in my opinion.
Okay.
He's always been a little depressed after his mom passed.
Well, they're saying that it's been quite some time that he's been dealing with these issues, and I guess things have come to a head now. As we told you before, he canceled his 21 remaining dates, which is kind of bad because they give the refund for those tickets to the person who originally bought them. So if you got them through a third party, just out of luck, and that person is going to get the money back, and I don't know what happens to you.
Just leave God out of it. You know, don't be bothering God with this pettiness. Genesis chapter 126.
I don't know if it's petty. It ain't petty.
Genesis chapter 126 says God created man in his image according to his likeness. So if God is anything like me, he's looking at them prayers for Kanye, throwing them to the side, saying he'll be all right.
Okay? We hope so. We hope so.
And who was praying for my man DMX when he was going through it, okay?
I'm sure a lot of people
were. Well, I wanted to hear more of that publicly. God bless DMX. All right,
I'm
that man
Angela
is anointed.
Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Goodness gracious, Charlamagne.
I just want the same sympathy when I start licking my elbow. That's all.
You
I'm
can't
trying.
Lick your elbow.
Okay.
Did you try?
No. Yes, I have. But I'm telling you, soon as Charlamagne says something where people say, oh, he went too far, it's going to be me.
get out of here,
crazy.
Man.
Watch.
This guy's a jerk. Donkey
the
day.
We don't tout that.
Donkey the day. What are we getting your donkey to?
Oh, you know what? Donkey today. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do for Donkey this morning. I just decided to piss y'all off. So we need a man named William Pulliam to come to the front of the congregation because I heard this story last week and it pissed me off. So we need him to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with this young man named William Pulliam okay. From Charleston, West Virginia.
All right, Willie. Donkey today is coming your way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the day.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, November 28th, goes to a 62-year-old thug in Charleston, West Virginia, named William Pulliam. Now, William is a thug, ladies and gentlemen, a stone-cold killer with no remorse for his victim. He was charged with first-degree murder and put in jail last week after he confessed to the murder of a 15-year-old young man named James Means. Okay, God bless the soul of that young man whose life was cut short because of this thug, William Pulliam. Now, the young 15-year-old James Means was unarmed, according to police, which conflicts with the lie William Pulliam tried to tell, and that lie was that the teen drew a gun on him. That's why he shot and murdered him. Now, police have said that there was no physical altercation. There was no argument. Words were exchanged. William drew a .380 revolver and shot the victim twice, killing him. So they are confident that a murder charge is the appropriate case. Now, the 62-year-old thug William Pulliam said he feared for his life. But the reality is the only person who should have been scared in this situation was 15-year-old James Means because he ended up in a verbal altercation with a man named William Pulliam. Okay? Okay, he ended up in a verbal altercation with this man who not only killed James Means but killed him with an illegal gun because William Pulliam had been barred from legal gun ownership due to a prior domestic violence conviction. So let me get this straight. William Pulliam fears for his life. But in reality, he's the thug with the criminal record riding around with an illegal gun. Clearly, he has a bad temper and some type of anger management issue, but he feared for his life. Okay. And when I say this man, William Pulliam, has no remorse, I mean he really has zero remorse. What is this, CBS? What's this?
CBS This Morning.
Let's go to CBS This Morning for the report.
Federal officials are investigating the shooting death of a black West Virginia teenager as a possible hate crime this morning. 62-year-old William Pulliam has been charged with murder. A Charleston police complaint says he confessed to the killing.
Pulliam wasn't just unremorseful, stating, "The way I look at it, that's another piece of trash off the street." Authorities are now looking into whether the shooting falls under the federal hate crime statute, killing someone because of their race.
I just shot him. I felt my life was in danger. I don't care if they're white or black. Nobody's going to do me like that. It doesn't make any difference if he's black.
Mm. Oh, I forgot to mention that William Pulliam was white and James Mean was black, and they are investigating if it was a hate crime. I forgot to mention that. A donkey is a donkey regardless of color. Him being white and James Means being black wasn't the issue for me. The issue is that this thug named William Pulliam feels he can just murder someone with an illegal gun because he feels his life was in danger, yet it wasn't any real threat. William Pulliam, the only piece of trash that needs to be removed from the street is you. Okay? He said he's not going to take a bunch of punks beating him up. Well, we don't want punks beating people up, and we don't want punks like you, William Pulliam, killing people with illegal guns either. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give William Pulliam the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the week, or donkey of the day, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Now, could be donkey of the week. It's potential. It's only Monday, but possibly.
Could be, right? Now, when we come back, we got to talk something that's really been bothering a lot of people. Sean Paul eating Poom Poom.
I know, man.
What?
I can't believe. I can't believe this became an issue. It was in the Jamaican Star.
What was the article?
That's a newspaper in Jamaica.
But what was the article about?
I'm pulling it up right now. Oh, they said that Sean Paul under fire for oral sex comments. For whatever reason.
He's under fire for oral sex comments.
Going into 2017, Jamaican men are still holding on to this stereotype that they don't eat Poom Poom. Angie Lee has confirmed on her end that that is absolutely false. Angelique said, "Listen, like, I got some of the best head of my life with Jamaican man."
It's a lie. Okay, it's a bold-faced lie.
All right. Well, if you missed it, let's play when Sean Paul was here last week. What he said about eating Poom Poom.
You got to prove you're Jamaican. Do you eat Poom Poom?
Yes, I eat Poom Poom.
You might not be Jamaican then.
But you know.
That's a rumor, by the way.
Oh, that's as bad as
that.
That is a rumor. That I eat Poom Poom. It's just funny the way you say it to me, Poom Poom. A Poom Poom, I say. And now I'm not eating a Poom Poom.
So you don't eat Poom Poom?
No, sir.
Oh, dang. You might be Jamaican for real.
It ain't. It don't have a wrapper, you know? You have to pull off the wrapper. You have to make sure that. You have to be fresh.
All right. See, I think Sean Paul knew he was going to get some heat because of those comments because he admitted to it. But then he changed his mind and said, "Nah, he don't do that." So
sometimes
I guess he thought about it.
Sometimes you just have to be a trailblazer in certain things.
Yeah.
And I commend Sean Paul. If this is going to make other people who are in the closet doing that come out of the closet, then I commend him. Sometimes you have to take a stand.
So what is the question? Do Jamaicans eat Poom Poom? Is that the question?
Yeah. Why are y'all still fronting like y'all don't do it?
Not,
two things. Why are y'all still fronting like y'all don't do it?
Right.
And what's so bad about it?
All right. 800-585-1051.
Why y'all Poom Poom shaming people? People, man.
Okay. Well, 800-585-1051. Caribbean people, Jamaican people. Do you guys eat the Poom Poom?
And this women's fault too, though.
And if you do eat the Poom Poom, why are you scared to say it? Be proud of it.
This is women's fault because they're allowing Jamaican men to go with this stereotype. We need more women to stand up like Angela Yee and say, "Yes, a Jamaican man has eaten my box."
Oh, you know how many people tweeted me and said, "Yeah, Angela's right. That it's a lie."
That's right. Don't let these Jamaican
men get
away with
that lie.
All
you ladies who know it's a lie. You know, call us up and tell your story.
All right. 800-585-1051 is Beyonce. Hold up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Juvenile with Slow Motion. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Sean Paul, he stopped through last week, and we were talking about eating the Poom Poom, and this is what he had to say.
You got to prove you're Jamaican. Do you eat Poom Poom?
Yes, I eat Poom Poom.
You might not be Jamaican then.
But you know.
That's a rumor, by the way.
Oh, that's as bad as
that.
That is a rumor that I eat Poom Poom. It's just funny the way you say it to me, Poom Poom. A Poom Poom, I say. And now I'm not eating a Poom Poom.
So you don't eat Poom Poom?
No, sir.
Oh, dang. You might be Jamaican for real.
It don't have a wrapper, you know? You have to pull off the wrapper. You have to make sure that. You have to be fresh.
Poor Sean Paul. Poor
but
Sean
I'm
Paul.
I'm confused. Does he or does he not?
That's the thing. I think he knew that he was going to get heat for that. So it's like he admitted he did it. Then he was like, oh, shoot, I'm going against everything that's Jamaican. So then he flipped it.
Everything that's Jamaican.
For real, he flipped it and was like, yeah, I don't do it.
Well, shout out to all the ladies that are tweeting me. DC said, yes, that rumor stereotype is a lie. Some of the best headwear come from a Jamaican.
Wow.
Just cool. Well, we're not going to say what he said, but Leslie K said, them Jamaican men too lie. And D. Louis said, Jamaicans eat all the poom poom. They lying if they say they don't.
Well, women got to stop letting Jamaican men get away with saying they don't eat poom poom when they've eaten theirs.
Sugarcane said she would at some of these people, but she's not going to do it to them.
You got to treat Jamaican men who eat poom poom and say they don't the same way we treat rappers who say they grew up in the streets and they were so hood and so mm-hmm. hard, and we know that wasn't really their life. We got to shame them the exact same way. My daddy said, if it smell like cologne, leave it alone. If it smell like fish, eat all you wish. So basically, that it has to have a little bit of odor to
it. What if it smells like water?
The poom, there's no such thing. The poom poom should have a little fragrance to it.
I don't want nothing smelling like
fish. Sorry, you had these experiences.
Do you want it to smell like cologne?
I don't want it to smell like cologne either, but I don't want it to smell like fish.
Because if it smells like cologne, you really might be a Bruce.
What about pomegranate?
She might be a Bruce.
Hello, okay. Who's this?
Yo, Wagwan, I'm Pita.
Hey, what's up, Brethren?
Wagwan.
You about to tell us this big old lie about you don't eat the poom poom?
No, Brethren, just here tell my name. I lie, Brethren. Many have poom poom every blood clot there.
See?
No.
There you go. Even the blood clots.
What? There you go.
Yo, it's disgusting.
Brethren, poom poom, sweet, Brethren. You ever eat KFC?
Poom poom tastes like seasoned oxtail.
No, it does not.
It don't taste like seasoned oxtail. It definitely shouldn't. Like,
break a beef patty in half and lick the middle of the beef patty. That's how poom poom tastes.
No, it does not.
So yummy.
Poom poom, so yummy and warm.
Yeah,
who's
this? Is nasty.
Hey, Jenny from Newark.
Hey, Jenny. You got a West Indian or Jamaican boyfriend?
No, I was talking about my kid's father. We was together for 4 years, and it took me a whole year to get him to eat the poom poom.
Was he Jamaican?
Yeah, he's Jamaican. Born and raised in Jamaica.
Oh, so he was holding on to that stereotype to the very last moment, huh?
Yes, and you know what? The only reason why he even did it in the first place, it was like a baby boy situation. Like, he did something real messed up to me.
He hit you? He hit you?
No, he didn't hit me. But it was something really bad.
What did he do? Tell you guys
what
he
did.
Because we need to know what caused his breakthrough.
I found naked pictures of other women on his phone.
Okay.
Oh.
And I was pregnant. So, and I wasn't in here trying to, you know, apologize and stuff. And then he just was like,
I'm going to do something I never did before. Right.
So it worked, though.
Yeah, it worked at the time. You know, I was pregnant. So, right.
Ooh.
And that's juicy.
You should have let his water break. Let your water break in his mouth.
You're disgusting.
It's like an oyster.
You're disgusting. You guys are disgusting. 800-585-1051. We're asking, do West Indian Jamaican men eat the poom poom?
I don't really think it's a question. Like,
okay.
I mean, it's not. It's
right,
not
ye,
a question. Yes, they do.
I don't understand what they lying
was
about.
It Donovan, tell us who it was, ye.
Would you stop with these stereotypical...
You know what's so crazy? If you're a Jamaican man and you're dating an American woman and you don't eat poom poom, you don't think that she would want that from somebody else? Like, what's the whole saying? If what you don't do, somebody else will?
Right.
You better get down there and start the
munching. By the way, that's the worst threat to make to a guy.
No, that actually works.
All right. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about these comments that Sean Paul made last week.
You got to prove you're Jamaican. Do you eat poom poom?
Yes, I eat poom poom.
You might not be Jamaican then.
But you know.
That's a rumor, by the way.
Oh, that's as bad
as
a
rumor.
That is a rumor. That I eat poom poom. It's just funny the way you say it to me, poom poom. A poom poom, what's that? I know, I mean, I ain't no poom poom.
So you don't eat poom poom?
No, sir.
Oh, dang. You might be Jamaican for real.
It don't have a wrapper, you know? You have to pull off the wrapper. You have to make sure that. You have to be fresh.
So does he or does he not eat the poom poom? I'm confused.
I just think he knew that he was going to catch heat because Jamaicans are holding on to this old-ass, lame-ass stereotype that they don't eat the box. I don't know why they are continuing to lie like this.
They just don't do it publicly, that's all. It's a private thing that they do.
They don't speak about it publicly.
Right, they don't speak on it.
What's wrong with eating poom poom, though? That's like a basic part of sex. That's sex 101. Mm-hmm. You don't eat poom poom.
Well, Angela, yeah, you had a Jamaican before.
Yeah, I've had a couple of Jamaican boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. And they all ate the poom poom.
Yeah, there's no issues there.
Did you grab him by his dreads when he was down there?
They didn't have dreads.
Oh.
You think all Jamaicans have dreads?
Yes.
No. I'm just curious what his name was. Donovan?
I'm not going to put him on blast because he's married with a family now. Oh. I don't want to discuss my ex-boyfriend.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
I'm gonna call myself Angel D. How about that?
Did you say Angela Yee?
No, I said Angel D. That's okay. What came out of my head.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
The first man who ever ate my was a Jamaican.
Okay, you can't say that word. You can say your box.
Ooh.
You can say his name, but then use the that word.
My bad.
Was he famous or something?
And turn me out.
Oh, you got to turn me out.
Oh, just because I have a nice voice, you would think that he was famous. No, he's not famous.
It just seemed like you were being real private about it.
I asked you because I'm a low-key celebrity in my town. So okay. Everybody went to the Breakfast Club. And they don't know it's me.
Did he kiss you right after?
No, I try to stay away from that.
Why?
I'm lying. I would kiss him after.
And where you from?
Right.
Where you calling from?
Myself. I can't say all that.
She's a celebrity. And
ain't nobody thinking about you. You got five kids screaming in the background. Ain't nobody calling you.
Oh, my God, so many don't. Because there's only two little boys, okay? And they are not screaming, obviously.
Two little boys from two different baby daddies. Don't nobody want your baggage.
They're actually from the same baby father. So stop.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yes.
Does he do it? Does he go down on you?
He does, but I'm a squirter, so he's scared.
I love that.
Now you win, Charlamagne. Now you win.
Hey, man. My wife is a squirter. Right. Okay, I take it in the chest.
Shout out to her. Now when I see her, I'm going to think about that every
time. That's a little TMI, man. That's a little TMI. Maybe your wife didn't want that out there.
Okay, you're right. But I love it. I don't feel like I've done... I haven't done a good job if that water faucet don't go off.
All right.
Let that sprinkler system rip.
That's funny. His wife told me a funny story about the first time she squirted. It wasn't with Charlamagne, but...
Yeah, right.
Yee, come on now.
It's not even remotely true.
All right. Now, you know everybody who sees your wife today is going to be like, what's up, Squirter?
Don't nobody know my wife.
Somebody out there listen to your wife.
Family and friends, that's it.
They're going to say, what's up, Squirter? What's the moral of the story?
Listen, the moral of the story is stereotypes lose their power when the world is found to be more complex than the stereotype would suggest, okay? When we learn that individuals do not fit the group stereotype, then it begins to fall apart. So, Jamaican men, eat the pom-pom. Dispel that stereotype.
All right. Yee, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we're going to talk about Drake, a text conversation that he probably thought was private, went public. We'll tell you what he had to say about revenge. And then we'll discuss the Obamas. Where are they moving to after his presidency? We'll tell you.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, it was interesting for a lot of people to see what Drake had to say about revenge. Now, Ian Connor released a text conversation between himself and Drake. And this is what Drake said in this alleged conversation. Trust, bro. The blissful times of being new and exciting and non-threatening are over. There is real people suffering through issues based around their own misery and frustrations. And the reaction to it all is being taken out on those that threaten their bubble. Anyone that disrupts the feeling of the world revolving around them. Kobe ended his career with an entire campaign about how much people hate him. What a way to have to exit. To feel like I was too good that even in my farewell, we have to address the years you spent hating on me for it. Just don't let it make you bitter. Please, I'm happy despite waking up every day and someone new flipping on me or talking down. And I have grown to the point that revenge makes me happy because my revenge isn't malicious, it's warranted. So,
by the way,
text message.
Anybody who screenshots people's text messages and posts them on social media, that is so whack and so lame. And that is the reason I do not talk to people I don't really know like that.
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
I wonder if he told Drake, though, like, hey, do you mind if I post this?
Yes, I mind. This is a private convo between me and you. Even if I'm not saying anything that's crazy, it's the principle. Don't do that. Like, you so thirsty to show people you talking to somebody?
Yeah, it's
that's whack. That's so lame. I hate that, yo.
Very lame.
Well, now we know how Drake feels about revenge, though. All right, RG3, according to his girlfriend, their money was stolen out of their car during the Browns' loss to the Giants.
RG3 still got money?
On the weekend, yeah. So she tweeted out, so you valet your car for a Browns game and come back to all of you and your boyfriend's money being gone from the wallets. Ain't about why we left wallets in the car. We parked in players and family parking garage. I should be able to leave anything I want there.
Yeah, she right.
By the way, it's the curse of box braids. It's the curse of cornrows. I always tell y'all that any grown man who still has their hair braided probably won't prosper. Pusha T has defied that, but RG3, nope. He's keeping
now, let me
that
tell you something.
Alive.
Over the weekend, right, when I was coming back from the airport. I don't play around like that. I have my laptop in the car, all of that. I take everything that's valuable out of the car.
Yeah, take everything out.
If it's something like that, I'm not leaving my wallet in the car. I'm not saying that she should have been robbed or anything, but I just am extra cautious.
But it was the players' lounge. They valet. It's only the players' cars. They
should have
took
that,
though.
That seems like even more of a target.
Nah, not the
Why wouldn't
stuff.
You target where the players' cars be at?
Yeah, you
if
can't.
If you're going to try to rob somebody.
Not valet. Valet should be locked that car up.
You can't tempt me that much, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just tempt the wolves like that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, of course, we would hope that would never happen, but just certain things I know. I don't leave jewelry in the car.
I was a thief and I walked by a car and I saw somebody's wallet just sitting there, I'd be like, is he trying me?
Or if you're a valet guy, maybe you're like, they'll never know who did this. All right, the Soul Train Awards were on last night. I don't know if you guys saw it, but Beyonce won for album/mixtape of the year for Lemonade.
Did she show up?
Well, it's an album/mixtape category.
Did she show up? Absolutely not.
Best New Artist was Chance the Rapper.
Did Chance show up?
For Song of the Year, it was Beyonce, Formation. Tiana Taylor was there to get her award.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Tiana Taylor.
She was looking good.
I seen Fat Joe won. And Fat Joe, Remy Ma.
Yes, Fat Joe and Remy Ma won also.
Were they there?
Yes,
they
Drop
were.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Fat Joe and Remy Ma.
Maxwell won for Best R&B Soul Male Artist, and Beyonce won for Formation for
was
Song
Maxwell
of the Year.
Was Maxwell there?
Was Maxwell there? No, he's probably on tour.
I didn't see him. I think Eric Benet was there though.
We just don't. We don't support our own things enough. Like the Soul Train Awards is something that celebrates us, and you know we tend to go where we're tolerated and not celebrated, and I don't understand that.
They had an R&B cypher I seen.
Oh, by the way, Teddy Riley got the Legend Award. Teddy Riley was popping. I don't know if you guys saw his performance, but we got to see some more Teddy Riley. And Brandy was honored as well with the Lady of Soul Award, and Erykah Badu actually hosted the show. I think she does a great job as a host.
Salute to all the artists who go.
Also, Jill Scott was there.
Salute to Jill Scott. Salute to all the artists who go and support things
Anderson
like the Soul
Pat
Train
performed.
Awards. Because those are the award shows that actually celebrate us, black people, okay?
Right.
But we go to these award shows where they just tolerate us and then cry about not winning awards, but then don't show up for the people who are actually supporting us.
All right, and here's an update on our president. President Barack Obama, once he leaves office, where is he moving to? Well, it turns out he'll be going to the West Coast. They purchased a house in Rancho Mirage. That's just outside of Palm Springs, which is kind of where Coachella and Stagecoach and all of that is at. So that's where they're going to be going.
Barack, I would say Barack's a sellout, but he's only doing that because he knows his daughter loves festivals and he has to stay on top of his daughter.
And they're also saying,
sure, that's not the
go
reason.
All the festivals are.
They bought a house in Hawaii as well. All right.
Okay.
I'm Angela Yee.
You know how much money Barack Obama about to make outside of that White House?
Rumor report.
A lot. A whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's going to be hosting parties.
No, he ain't going to be hosting no parties. Speaking engagements.
You can't afford Barack. Barack walked through money too much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for those rumors. Now, when we come back, it's time to get to the People's Choice Mix. Of course, it's Trey Songz's birthday today, so let's get some Trey Songz
in the
mix.
Salute to my guy, Trigger. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Trey Songz, man.
We need some new music. We haven't heard.
Happy birthday.
I just was saying that. I was like, yo, remember when Trey was the darling of black radio?
The darling.
He was.
The darling.
He was the go-to for everything.
And
shows.
Also, shout out to Styles P. Today's is his birthday, Styles P from The Locks.
Salute to Styles
SP.
P.
Oh, the ghost. Today's the ghost.
Happy birthday, Styles.
All right. Well, let's get into the mix. Shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the mix is up next. 800-585-1051. Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.